Picture this. You're not just fixing cars, you're living your passion every day. At Cox, you'll work on a diverse range of automobiles. Surrounded by a team of friendly, like-minded individuals, you'll enjoy great pay and benefits. Ready to make this a reality? At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel techs to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. Learn, grow, and fine-tune your career as a technician at Cox. Find out more at cox.career/autotech.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
Do what you want. Be who you want. And elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Montgomery. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms. Dine on our delicious Southern fare. Play any of our 2,200 exciting games in our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Montgomery. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to another episode of the Girl Stop Playing podcast. It's your favorite homegirl, Coriel, here to encourage you to stop playing with your potential and start working for what you want in life and in love. Because I truly believe you can make the money and you can get the honey. You can have it all as long as you are willing to work. If you are enjoying the show, make sure you like this episode. If you are watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. If you are listening on your favorite podcast platform, go ahead and leave your girl a 5-star review. I absolutely appreciate all of your feedback, all of your support, and for your continuing to enjoy and participate in this podcast. Now, you already know my solo sermons are spirit-led. They are full of conversations that I've had with myself, conversations that I've had with God, and things that have truly been dropped in my spirit to share. And this week is no different. The title of this solo sermon is, Are Your Dreams a Distraction? Now, this might be a tough pill to swallow, but what if what you think you want has nothing to do with what God has for you? I want you to consider the fact that what you've been calling your dream could really be a bunch of confusion that's keeping you from your true calling. I mean, I had this crazy dream, and don't judge me if you can't relate, but in my mind, I needed to be somebody's wife and on my way to being somebody's mama by the age of 25. And so when 24 rolled around, that dream caused me to act real desperate. And out of that desperation, I started, you know, really pressuring myself to find my person, pressuring myself to get into a relationship that would lead to marriage. And y'all, when I tell you that God delivered exactly what I said I wanted 6 months before I turned 25, delivered exactly what I said I wanted, only for me to realize it was not at all what I needed. Imagine if he would have left me to design my own life, y'all. I'm sure it would have been a mess, because this man that I thought was my knight in shining armor, that has showed up to save my life, that was going to sweep me off my feet and make my dream of being a wife by 25 come true, he was literally a mess because my point of attraction was a mess. I was attracting him from a place of brokenness. And so there's no surprise that I attracted a relationship that fed that brokenness and led me to be even more broken after it was done. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't dream, but stop trying to do it without God. When you're working toward and dreaming about something that has nothing to do with your destiny, it's going to lead you to disappointment every single time. It's going to blow up in your face and leave you more disappointed before you got the thing, more disappointed after you got the thing than before you had it. You know, you think you are mad and sad and frustrated and upset because you're not getting what you want. But what about when you get what you want and realize it's not what you need? I think that that is the problem that I have with vision boards. And I used to really, really be all about vision boards. I'm definitely still all about the law of attraction. It works. Okay. The law of attraction really works. But my problem with vision boards is that we sit around and we cut out all these cute little pictures and we paste them to this cute little board. And then 6 months goes by, a year goes by, and we wonder why none of our dreams have come true. Why our vision is just still up on that board, but we aren't living it. And I think it's because we didn't go to God before we built that board. We didn't talk to God about what our vision truly should be based on the vision that he has for us. Instead, we had a talk with our homegirls. We had some wine. We turned that vision board session into a whole party, and it wasn't even tied at all to our true purpose. And so I need for you to know that God has something greater for you than you could ever dream up. The thing is, though, just like I knew I was determined that I needed to be married by 25, I was obsessed with figuring out what I could do. God literally delivered to me everything that I said that I wanted. I think it was a test. You know, it was a test for God to show me like, okay, I'm going to dangle this carrot in front of you, but let's see if you're going to choose yourself. Let's see if you're going to recognize that what you thought you wanted wasn't what you needed. And luckily I passed the test, you know, so that 10 years later, y'all, okay, 35, not 25, but 35, when I actually married the man of my dreams, I could get the real prize. And so a lot of times we have made up in our minds these deadlines, right? We give ourselves these deadlines that have absolutely nothing to do with God's timeline. And so I don't want for y'all to be like me and have to learn the hard way. I don't want for you to have to go through all of the ups and downs, the traumas, in order to figure out that we got to go with what God has for us versus what we think we want for us. But in order for you to get to it, a couple things that you got to be willing to do. Not only do you have to be willing to trust that God has a plan, but you got to be willing to go to him daily, okay, consistently for clarity on what you're being called to do and take action when he starts sending you those signs. Because having faith isn't just a one-time declaration. You don't just say, okay, God, I trust you, and then wait for things to fall in place. Part of having faith is following his direction when you're led, even when you're not sure where you're being led. One thing about mama, she is going to make sure that everyone else is taken care of before she even thinks about treating herself. So if you are looking for the perfect gift to make mom feel special this Mother's Day, make sure you check out the Mega Moisture Duo from Osea Malibu, because body care is self-care. Since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven, seaweed-infused skincare. So this Mother's Day, treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off. As I'm approaching 40, I'm getting all of my routines together, and my skincare routine includes all of my skin. Osea's products have literally been my go-to ever since giving them a try. Now, I was already super intrigued that they use seaweed in their products, and I have been loving the way it makes my skin glow. Over on my Instagram, I showed y'all the two products that I have, which are included inside their Mega Moisture Duo. Osea's face and body products are clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. If you want to give Osea a try, I got you covered with 10% off your first order site-wide. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order. and free shipping on orders over $60. Just enter code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off.
Picture this. You're not just fixing cars, you're living your passion every day. At Cox, you'll work on a diverse range of automobiles. Surrounded by a team of friendly, like-minded individuals, you'll enjoy great pay and benefits. Ready to make this a reality? At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel techs to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. Learn, grow, and fine-tune your career as a technician at Cox. Find out more at cox.career/autotech.
Because some of us are like, okay, God, if you just show me the plan, if you just tell me every step to take and you just show me how it's all going to work out, okay, I'll do it. But having true faith is knowing you were made for this, even when it seems like it's not meant to be. Think about how crazy Noah must have thought God was when he started giving him those directions, right? To build an ark and there was no rain. To build an ark when he wasn't an experienced boat builder, to build an ark and collect these animals when he ain't Dr. Doolittle. Do you have enough faith? Do you have big enough faith to make bold moves and trust that God isn't steering you in the wrong direction? We know that Bible verse about faith of a mustard seed, but I'm gonna need for you to have big, bold faith. It's gonna take major faith for you to really be able to push through, even when you can't see it for yourself. Because if you're like me, you want to have things planned out. You want to know the map, you know, like, how am I going to get to this destination? Okay, God, you said this is where you want me to go, but where's the map? Show me how we're going to get there. And a lot of times that blind faith really truly is you going with your gut instinct, which I like to say is your God instinct, but you going with your gut for long enough to get to that destination without even knowing all of the directions. A lot of times the season when you are sowing seeds gets lonely. It gets dark. And if you check your bank account, it may seem like you are truly in a drought, but you got to be willing to put your head down and stay laser focused for long enough to see the plans come to pass. And that's why I pray for confirmation, not just clarity on what you want me to do, but I need some confirmation, God, because when I get frustrated, when I get tired, when I start to question things, just show me a sign that I'm going in the right direction. So don't just pray for clarity, but pray for confirmation that you're actually following those directions. And sometimes when you're in your season of sowing seeds, you might feel like, you know, you have to stop and explain yourself or defend yourself to people who just don't get it or can't see it. Again, going back to Noah, when that boat started coming together and people started realizing what he was doing, how much criticism do you think he was met with? How many haters do you think he would have to explain himself to? How many people do you think walked by and rolled their eyes and told him he was crazy? He was wasting his time doing something that wasn't worth his time. Most of the time, people won't understand it. People won't be able to see it because God didn't give them the vision. God didn't give them the vision. The things that you are being called to do are for you. And most of the time, until it starts to come together, until, you know, you're working it and it really becomes something, other people can't see it. And so we already don't have enough hours in the day. We definitely don't have enough time to waste explaining our vision, explaining what we're working on, explaining what God has directed us to do to people who just don't get it. Most of the time, the things that we're dreaming about, the things that are on that vision board, are a reflection of what the world seems to want for us. So what in the world told me that I needed to be married and on my way to being a mama by 25? It was the world telling me I was getting older. The clock was ticking, right? Most of the time, our dreams, they represent what people around us are recommending for us. They're probably linked to your pride because of what you think others will think about you if you get the thing or you do the thing or you accomplish the thing, but they're not truly meant for you. The hardest part is not getting caught up in what you want, what you feel like doing, or what you think you should have, and staying locked in on knowing that God has the blueprint and the roadmap. Even if he don't hand you the roadmap, he got it. You got to understand that he got it and that it will lead you right into your destiny. But when you try to rush it, when you get frustrated, when you start to lose faith, that's when life starts to slow you down. And so again, your redirection is going to God for direction. And so sometimes, most of the time, your dream has to fall apart so God can redirect you towards your destiny. A lot of times what you're dreaming about is merely the devil's way of distracting you from what God is calling you to. So even when things seem to be going wrong, even when you get confused, even when you feel forgotten, even when you find yourself feeling lonely, even when you barely have enough strength to keep going, even when you get so tired of waiting that you just want to settle, you got to know that your destiny awaits you. And it's going to be bigger, better, and much more beautiful than anything you could have ever dreamed up. But this week, I want you to ask yourself, are your dreams of God? Were they a direct download from God, or are they merely a distraction? I also want y'all to know that I've been in the lab, y'all, working on a special project with a group of amazing ladies that's going to be released a little bit later this year. But when I tell you this thing is so powerful, it's truly going to help you and women all around the world be inspired and be encouraged to stop sabotaging your destiny and to go after the dreams that God has for you. So stay tuned. I need for you to know that I love you. I want nothing but love for you. And I hope that you are inspired, empowered, and ready to go after everything that God has for you. See you on the next episode.
That's the sound of a tree in Tennessee's Great Smoky Mountains releasing volatile organic compounds, which is just a fancy way of saying it's creating fog. And that makes the Smokies smoky. This is one of many sounds in Tennessee with a story to tell. To hear them in person, plan your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
You're tired, and it's been a long day. You've met up with friends, and one of them offers you a pick-me-up, a tiny pill they say is completely safe. But fentanyl can be hiding anywhere. With a simple test, you can test to see if whatever medication you've taken has hidden fentanyl. If you take medication that didn't come from a pharmacy, pick up a fentanyl test strip at your local retailer today. This message brought to you by the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities.